Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Samford Gymnasium has its lights on tonight for a reason. A 59-39 area championship win over the rival Glenwood Gators doesn't just move Lee Scott forward. It brought them here one more time inside Samford Gymnasium. One more chance to play on the floor. One more opportunity in February when nothing is promised. And for this group of seniors, that matters here tonight, because no matter what happens next, tonight records the final time this team takes the floor together inside Samford Gymnasium. The postseason, the sub-regional round, you win and your journey continues. You lose and the season comes to a bitter halt. And the opponent brings no familiarity here this season. As for the first time, the Altamont Knights make their way to Academy Drive, two programs crossing paths with everything on the line. No comfort in what's happened before, just 84 feet of hardwood. 10 players at a time and a season hanging in the balance. It demands what you're willing to give, not rewarding what you've already done. The lights are on, the stakes are real, and the truth is about to be told here tonight. Sub-regional basketball is finally here. Altamont, Lee Scott, and a trip to the Sweet 16 is on the line. And when we come back, we'll get you ready for tonight's matchup between the Knights and the Warriors with keys to the game, starting lineups, and everything you need to know as Radio Alabama and the Lee Scott Sports Network bring you postseason basketball right here on Tiger Country 104.5.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Googe Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Tip here between the Altamont Knights and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and wherever you're listening, Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, that Radio Alabama app, wherever. We appreciate you and for you tuning in to some Lee Scott Academy basketball, your support of Lee Scott Academy basketball. We welcome you into the weekend last night, as Lee Scott Academy took on the Childersburg Tigers for the varsity girls, and everybody seeming to have caught their breath here tonight. A 48-46 win for the Lee Scott varsity girls propels them for the first time ever into the Sweet 16 in the AHSAA. We know that they play at 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning. There's a game right after at 10:30 a.m. for the varsity boys. Now it's time to see if it will be the Lee Scott varsity boys joining them in the Acadome at Alabama State. The Altamont Knights and the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. How did we get here? The Altamont Knights come into play at 12-15 here in the season, coming off a big upset over Childersburg in the first round of the area tournament, which brought them into that championship game where they fell to midfield, ultimately getting that 2 seed, which shows why they're on the road in round one. It was a 44-43 win thanks to 3 free throws with under a second to play. They made the first 2, missed the third one on purpose, and after losing both games to Childersburg in the regular season. They beat the Tigers in the postseason in the area tournament, which is why their season has continued. For the Lee Scott Varsity Boys, 24-4 is the record for Coach William Johnson and company, coming off a 59-39 win over Glenwood in the area championship. Five Warriors in that contest had 7 points or more. And I say that because it was not necessarily a highly efficient night offensively for either team, honestly, either game, with the Varsity Girls that night in there as well. But Lee Scott got enough points on the board and played fantastic defense all night long. That's going to be another tale of the tape here tonight. Let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game, as they're presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. First, you're going to get out and go if you are the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. This is not a deep bench for the Knights. I can see it right now. There are 8 players warming up for the Knights, and we've been told that 6, maybe 7 of them are going to touch the floor here tonight. If Lee Scott Academy can dictate the tempo, they can tire out that smaller lineup. And again, you're going to see a lot of traps. You're going to see a lot of full court pressures for this Warrior squad. Get them tired, dominate the second half like the Warriors seem to do a lot of the time with the tempo that they choose to play in. Get down and guard. There are 2 main scorers for this Knights team, and we'll tell you about those throughout the night. But 2 main scorers, and they like to do it off the bounce. They love to do it off the dribble. This is not necessarily a team that you're going to see run an over-heavy amount of sets. They will run some half-court sets, but they're going to slow things down. They're going to try and get their playmakers downhill. Third, and finally, defend home court for the final time here this season. You do that, and we see you in the Sweet 16 on Wednesday morning. We're going to take a break. We'll come back after the prayer and the anthem, get you starting lineups and the opening tip between the Knights and the Warriors of Lee Scott Academy. You're listening to the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank, on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
Prayer has been said, the anthem has been sang here at Lee Scott Academy and Sanford Gymnasium. We continue to count you down to opening tip between the Ultimate Knights and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. Starting with Altamont, it's number 2, Alex Kirksey, number 11, Grayson Horton, number 13, Aiden Owens, number 23, Wyatt Sawyer, and number 24, Gray Carter. And for your Lee Scott Academy Warriors, a 6'3 senior wearing number 1, a true lockdown, Mr. Gray Haley. A 6'3 senior, he wears number 10, Mr. 3, Willie William Lyles. A 6'1 senior wearing number 11, the southpaw, Parks Myers. A 6'3 senior wearing number 22, patroller of the paint, Cord Zellner. And a senior guard wearing number 2, Mr. 2000, a future Troy Trojan, Hayden Harper. The Lee Scott Warriors in their home whites, the Altamont Knights in their road blacks. And we have it ready to get you teed up here for postseason basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The Warriors going left to right, the Altamont Knights going right to left, and the Warriors win the tip. And we're off and running. Haley has it at the top of the key. William Wiles gets downhill, comes to the jump stop, and the finger roll layup is good. And there is that pressure you're going to see all night for the Lee Scott Warrior defense. Full court, doing everything they can to tire out this Altamont team. Going to have to get across half court. They're able to. And it's 2-0 Warriors, 30 seconds into the contest here tonight. Altamont has it well beyond the volleyball line. It's with number 23, Wyatt Sawyer. Now number 11, Grayson Horton, out to the corner in Gray Carter. Three-pointer no good, too strong, and Gray Haley will corral the rebound. Gets it to Hayden Harper. Outlet to the near corner. Parks Myers gets to that strong left-hand reverse layup. May have been blocked from behind. Thought there was contact. No whistle. Knights will take over and slow things up. And the one thing about this team, or this game rather, you are going to see two completely different tempos here tonight with a very small bench for the Knights. You're going to see a little bit more standstill, a little bit more screen and roll until you get exactly what you want. And with no shot clock in the AHSAA, offenses can run as much time as they want. And so for Lee Scott Academy, doing what you did right there, almost getting a steal, knocking it out of bounds as Cord Zellner couldn't grab it. It goes off the screen of the scorer's table. But if Lee Scott can play out in front, dictate the tempo, force this Knights team to play faster than they want to, it's a recipe for success for this Lee Scott Warrior squad. 2-0, 90 seconds into the contest. Ball swings around the perimeter. It's with two. Alex Kirksey on the far wing. Now here on the near side, Grayson Horton, one of those scorers that we've talked a little bit about in the pregame. William Lyles guards the ball on the right wing. And just to note, William Lyles, again, both orange shoes on either feet here tonight, or either foot. On the left wing, ball continuing to be swung around the perimeter. Again, just a little bit of a motion offense, screen the screener. You're going to make sure that this Warrior team plays disciplined on their offensive end of the floor. Reverse layup. They get it downside. Swatted off the padding by Gray Haley. It was nice interior defense by Cord Zellner. Altamont tried to use the rim as protection, but it was Gray Haley coming from the weak side. Inbounds pass gets knocked away by William Lyles. 3-on-1. Hayden Harper takes it coast to coast and kisses it off the window. A 4-0 lead for the Warriors. 5:54. Here in the first. There is again that full pressure, not quite a 55 or a full court press, but just making sure that every dribble, every pass has that much more focus on it. You've already seen a couple of turnovers from the Knights in their half court sets. Parks Myers almost creates a 5-second call instead and forces Lee Scott to play a little bit of a scramble drill. Working inside, kick out is knocked away, and it's out of bounds off the referee. It'll be Knights basketball with 5:19 here on the first. 4-0, Lee Scott Academy in the boys' version of the sub-regional rounds. Boys looking to follow suit with what the girls were able to do last night. A 48-46 win over the Childersburg Tigers. And this commentary might feel a little bit like baseball is. Again, Altamont just now gets it inside the three-point line. Warriors fall asleep. And a backdoor cut from Alex Kirksey. He puts the Knights on the board. There is what this team wants to do. Enough passes to where there's one person that doesn't rotate as Haley takes it inside. Can't get the layup to go. Knocked out of bounds. Saved, actually, by Hayden Harper and able to get it off the foot of one of the Knights. It should be Warrior basketball and is. But 8, 9, 10 passes in a possession. Couple of pin-down screens and a backdoor cut. Cut the lead in half. And there is that substitution that we talk about here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It's Wyatt Watley, Chapman, Harris, Brooke, Zachary, and Barrett Cook sub in. Hayden Harper remains on the floor. Harris, catch and shoot three. Too strong off the back iron. Brooke Zachary able to tip it out to Wyatt Watley, who couldn't get the left-handed layup to go through contact. It's 4-2. And a skip pass all the way to the far corner. A nice grab made by Coach Clay McCall, the athletic director here at Lee Scott Academy Warrior Basketball. Keep your head on a swivel here in the front rows or on the far side here at the Academy. 4-2. Again, already almost halfway through this first quarter just because of the time the Altamont Knights take on the offensive side of the floor. They get it down low with Barrett Cook. Works his way through contact. And a little shoulder shrug showing off the muscles as number 23 in white brings it back to a four-point lead for Lee Scott Academy. Kirksey then picks up the basketball, pressured by Barrett Cook, or pressured by Chapman Harris, that is, and he steps on the baseline. A turnover underneath their own basket gives it to the Warriors. It'll be a baseline left with Hayden Harper, the trigger man, standing on the A in Warriors. 4:03 here in this first quarter. 6-2 is the Warrior lead. Barrett has it, now swings it to Wyatt Watley. Thought about the three, wants to get downhill. Kick out to Chapman Harris. He comes to a jump stop. Hayden Harper now goes against the screen from Barrett Cook. And a holding foul on the Altamont Knights. The first whistle here of the evening. So Lee Scott will inbound it once again. Wyatt Watley this time. The trigger man tries to get it to Hayden Harper. Knocked off of a Knight. Right back to Harper, then to Harris. And we'll try and reset. Instead, Harris tried to get it over the head of Grayson Horton, but shows off the vertical, able to grab it out of Harris's hands. The team's trade turnovers, still 6-2, 3:40 here in the first. Altamont basketball, they get inside the free throw line and a reach-in foul from Wyatt Watley. Just like that. After one whistle, you've now heard two more. So three team fouls total in the first quarter. One by the Knights, two here by the Warriors, who lead it 6-2, but it's Knights basketball. And it's six with the point guard, Kirksey, right around half court, guarded by Barrett Cook. And a nice job getting low, getting into a stance. Kirksey trying to find somebody open, unable to do so, having to just bounce it around the half court line. Makes his way to the left wing, then slows it back up. Goes for the crossover dribble. Elbow jumper is short. Brooke Zachary skies for the board. Nice defense there by Barrett Cook. Had to get down and guard for a long time. Harris has it. Out to Harper. Works his way to the free throw line. Kick back to Barrett Cook. He then gets inside the paint. Kick out to Chapman Harris. Nice defense by the Knights. They fall asleep, though, on the skip pass. Hayden Harper, three, rattles in. Complimentative right on cue. A couple of paint touches for the Lee Scott Warriors and a kick out to Hayden Harper. He now has five here tonight. And a foul on Chapman Harris, who falls to the floor trying to set the sideline on Grayson Horton. Instead, couldn't get to that legal guarding spot. It'll be a blocking foul. That's his second. So he'll have to make his way to the bench, and Parks Myers will sub in for him. Tried an off-ball screen, bounce pass into the paint, but it's knocked out by Parks Myers, who was guarding the basketball. It will reset with 2:42. 9-2 is the Warrior lead here with 2.5 to play in the opening period here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Kirksey thought about the three, pump fake, then picks up his dribble. Able to get it to the corner, now right back to Kirksey. Now to the top of the key, almost intercepted by Barrett Cook. Could have been a backcourt violation. Ball knocked around into the hands of the Knights, and now they have numbers with Barrett Cook and Brooke Zachary going for the basketball. And a layup wide open for Grayson Horton. He gets his first points of the evening, trims the lead to 5, 9-4. And then it tries to go for a poke steal from behind. They're going to get Jack Boehm. Had the incorrect number on my roster. Had number 5, so change it to 15. Warrior basketball. 2 minutes to play here in the first. Barrett Cook has it well beyond the volleyball line. Now Brooke Zachary at the top of the key. Wyatt Watley, his catch-and-shoot triple is too strong. Barrett Cook, the weak side rebound in the short corner. Out to Parks Myers. Bounce pass Hayden Harper. He wants another triple. He got another one. Hayden Harper, back-to-back threes and back-to-back possessions, and the lead is 8. Harper has 8. The 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 12-4 is your score. Again, Harper with 8, William Lyles and Barrett Cook both with 2 in there as well. A slow tempo type of game, exactly how the Knights want it to be played, but you'll wonder how long they want it to be played like that. Again, if Lee Scott can continue to grow the lead, eventually you're going to need points and possessions. You're going to need them quickly. So Lee Scott Academy happily out in front with an 8-point advantage. Following a 6-point stretch and 2 possessions for Hayden Harper. Lee Scott now will set up in the full court. It's Horton who can run the floor, able to get it to Kirksey, swatted out of bounds, almost volleyball spiked. Like Parks Myers was meeting Kirksey at the net, and swatted it back onto his side, knocks it out of bounds. It's Knight basketball, able to get it to Sawyer on the near corner, maybe shuffled his feet, got away with a couple steps. But it's Horton who's able to break the press, works his way down low, spins his way through contact, left-handed layup is good, but a charge by Brooke Zachary. Altamont doesn't agree with it, but it was Brooke Zachary who planted his feet right on the left block for a full second, if not two. Almost like the eyes of the running back can see a play develop before it does. Going the other way, 12-4, Lee Scott Academy, 90 seconds to play here in the first. Barrett Cook thought about the left wing three, dumps it down low to Brooke Zachary, almost has it stripped. Instead, he'll fight back for it, force a tie-up, but the possession arrow will give it to the Road Knights. 12-4 is your Warrior lead here at home for the final time inside Sanford Gymnasium. We celebrate senior night in the regular season, but this is true senior night here inside Sanford Gymnasium. 9 of them playing their last game here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Ball sits in the short corner with number 3. They also don't have his name on the roster, and he travels. Might not want the name after that, but 23, Wyatt Sawyer will sub in for him. 60 seconds to play here in this first period. Lee Scott 12, Altamont 9. 4. Not sure where that 9 came from. The 9 seniors. Barrett Cook now to Wyatt Watley. All alone is Hayden Harper. Can't get the layup to go. Rushed it. Barrett Cook able to get the steal on the outlet pass. Tips it to Wyatt Watley. Watley has it on the left wing, now throws it to nobody. It was a cutting Parks Myers in a sloppy possession. A sloppy 25, 30 seconds. And it's Altamont basketball. They now outlet it to absolutely nobody. It was Wyatt Sawyer who tried to get the outlet pass, and it was right to him, but he ducked and let the ball roll out of bounds. Holy cow. Okay, well, we will reset after the reset, following the reset, with 37.7. Wyatt Watley, the inbounder, kicked to Fouque, right back to Watley, couldn't get the 3. And now with 30 seconds, Altamont looks to push. Could be an offensive foul. Referee blows it off. That's 100% the right call. It was Grayson Horton working in transition who stiff-armed Parks Myers out of the play. That's Horton's second. 100% the correct call. You don't see it all the time, especially from the trailing official. But credit to her, was right on top of it. And now the Warriors can hold for the final shot, leading 12-4. Eric Cook has it now to Wyatt Watley on the volleyball line. Parks Myers to Cook in the short corner. Kick out Fuqua. His catch and shoot triple. Yes, sir. 2 seconds, 1 second. Going to take a half-court jumper. Good if it goes. And he got it. Did it go in? They say, okay, it clearly went in, and they're saying that it counted in time. I thought that Parks Myers may have hit the rim thinking that it didn't go down, and so it went in regardless, but may have been goaltending, but the three-pointer goes down, so the teams trade threes in the final 10 seconds, and the lead is trimmed to 8. But after 8 minutes, it's the Warriors out in front, 15-7 here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We're back with the start of the second quarter right after this. You're listening to Tiger Country 104.5.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Well, following the break, we asked around, and there's a lot of the fans here that didn't think that that shot went in either. And so, as of now, you add 3 more points on the board, but whether it went in or whether it was an offensive interference, the half-court jumper is good to end the first quarter. So start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and that Radio Alabama app. Lee Scott going left to right on your radio dial, as they will all the first half. Both teams will flip following the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. A motion set for the Warriors. It's Haley that has it at the free throw line, works his way down low, left-handed layup, can't rattle it home. Tip out into the hands of the Knights. And number 13, Aiden Owens. Apologies, that is Grayson Horton, who couldn't get the layup to go. Warriors worked their way back up the floor, then poked back into the hands of Horton. And now Kirksey, wearing number 2, will set the offense for the Knights of Altamont. They get a screen well beyond the volleyball line. He'll back things out and reset. An 8-point lead for the Lee Scott Warriors, 15-7 through the first 60 seconds of this second period. Kirksey now kicked to the far corner, and Horton, who thought about the three, guarded by Hayden Harper. Crossover dribble, Harper right there. Tough short corner jumper, too strong off the back iron. Parks Myers rips down the board. He now looks to push, hand off to Gray Haley. Now out to Harper in the far corner, right in front of the Knights bench. He'll slow things down and look to go to work. Now on Grayson Horton, skip pass to the other Gray Haley, and he knocks down a three. 3-pointer is a friend for Lee Scott Academy here in the first 9.5, approaching 10 minutes here on their home floor. 18-7. Skip pass all the way to the far corner, and Sawyer now out to Horton, back to the top of the key. And now Sawyer will wait for Gray Haley to come and guard him on the 5-second count before he decides to do anything with it. Sawyer has it. Hand off to Horton. Again, a very methodical offense with a very shallow bench for the Altamont Knights. Crossover dribble, Horton loses it. It goes out of bounds. Are they going to say it was out on Haley? Did he touch it? They'll say no, it's Lee Scott Warrior basketball. The closest referee was blind to it, asked for help. The other official from the far floor was right there. So let her know it was Warrior basketball. Harper will inbound, outlets it to Parks Myers. Dribble, hands off to William Lyles. Now catch and shoot, Hayden Harper for 3. That one is short off the front of the rim. Goes out of bounds, but it will stay Lee Scott Warrior basketball as the Knights collide for the rebound. We'll see if that sticks. It looks like a little bit more of a 2-3 zone for the Knights. They went on that possession. The 2-3 is popular on the inbound, so we'll see after the Warriors get that set if they stick to that zone defense. William Lyles, catch and shoot triple on the near wing. Couldn't get it to go, but Parks Myers bullies everybody for the rebound, and he lays it up and in with the left hand. His first points here tonight, and the Warrior lead is 13. Timeout on the floor. The 50-50 balls going in favor of the Lee Scott Warriors here right now. A 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The Warrior lead is a baker's dozen, 20-7, with 5.5 to play here in this second quarter as we approach 6:30 here Central Time. An eventful Auburn, Alabama here this weekend. Auburn baseball gets a win last night. They get a win in game one of the doubleheader here earlier this afternoon. We have the Auburn High School varsity girls hosting their side of the area tournament, and they get a win over Central Phoenix City, so they secure their area championship, the one seed in there as well. You'll have game three of Auburn and Youngstown State here coming up in just a little bit, if not already underway here in our sister station. This one actually on ESPN 106.7, usually the home of Auburn baseball, Wings 94.3, but with Auburn basketball also in action at Bud Walton Arena in Fayetteville, Arkansas, coming up here in just about an hour. A very eventful Auburn-Alabama. Kirksey dribbles the ball up the floor. Nobody picks him up. He works his way off of a screen. Pulls up for the jumper. Couldn't get it, but it was Haley that hit him from behind. He'll head to the line to shoot a couple. First free throw rattles in. Kirksey now with three here tonight. He steps to the line for another. A busy day in the SEC as well on the hardwood. Oklahoma gets a nice win at home as the second free throw from Kirksey is no good. They get that one over Georgia. Florida with a 92-83 win over Kentucky. Vanderbilt continues to play really hot basketball. They get a win over Texas A&M. Haley has it. Now Lyles in the corner. And Parks Myers is going to get called for a double dribble. He is. It'll be Altamont basketball with 5:01 here in the second. Mississippi State out in front by 19 of over Ole Miss at halftime. And LSU and Tennessee in a close one. Under 12 to play in that contest. 49-48. Kirksey brings the ball across half court, guarded by William Lyles. Four Warriors are set to freshly check in. Dribble handoff to Kirksey. Skip pass to the far corner. One more to the wing. Three-pointer is off the front of the rim. And three Willie skies for the rebounds. Hayden Harper now works in transition. Nobody picks him up. He works his way into the short corner, takes that extra dribble, and from the left side of the floor gets it to go with the right hand. 22-8. Is the Warrior lead, 4.5 to play. Kirksey, the outlet now to the near wing, or the far wing rather. And the Knights will reset with Grayson Horton guarded by Parks Myers. Works his way to the free throw line and a blocking foul. As it was Horton who was in the act of shooting, a lot of physicality, and Parks had him squared up. But the turn back towards the middle of the floor is going to get Parks being a little too greedy. They are not going to call it in the act of shooting, however. Harper stays on the floor, but Harris, Cook, Zachary, and Watley enter for the Lee Scott Warriors. Their lead is 14, 22-8. Horton works his way inside the free throw line. Nice pocket pass to his partner, number 13, Aiden Owens. His first points here tonight. And the lead back to a dozen for the Warriors. You hear the Altamont Knights trying to get their team in rhythm, trying to bring a little bit of emotion here to Sanford Gymnasium. Chapman Harris looks to bring the emotion, but couldn't do so on the near corner three. Now the Warriors trying to get back on defense as the Knights look to push in transition. It's with number 15, Jack Bohm, guarded by Brooke Zachary. Able to get it to Gray Carter, and the Knights look to reset. Not quite a five out, not quite a 4-1, but a little bit of a motion offense. You screen the screener, a couple of pin down screens, a lot of ball movement. The Knights trying to run before an open shot. There's one there from Bohm. He's well too strong. doesn't graze the rim, and Watley with the rebound. Hayden Harper now one on three, takes it through contact anyway. They let him play on as it was Harper that was the one that initiated the contact. Outlet pass to Barrett Cook. He intercepts it. Chapman Harris, no look pass to Hayden Harper, who lays it in with the right hand. One of the few times it's nice to trail the play as Chapman Harris tried to draw the offensive foul on the push off from Horton. No whistle. Horton now works in transition, gets cut off. Left-handed layup now after Watley went for the pass, was knocked out of bounds by Barrett Cook. It will stay with the Knights. 2:45 to play here in the second quarter. A couple of ball fakes from Grayson Horton. And after making a couple of nice passes, the eyes for the Warriors could be in the wrong spots, but a nice job to knock it out of bounds and force the Knights to reset. It's with Horton on the left wing, guarded by Wyatt Watley in the mint green shoes. He gets Watley out of position. Left wing three from Horton, no good. Barrett Cook with the rebound. He brings the ball across half court. Sets the offense with 2.5 to play here in the second quarter. Nobody picks up Brooke Zachary at all. Split like the Red Sea did the paint. And Zachary found himself almost so open he hesitated. Inbounds pass is stolen by Hayden Harper, and the layup is beautiful. Harper now 14 of the 28 here tonight. And a timeout on the floor by the Knights of Altamont. A full timeout, which means we will take one with them. 28-10 as we approach 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. We'll be back with those 2 minutes after a 60-second break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Mr. Davis McIsaac has some Lynyrd Skynyrd blaring through the gymnasium here tonight as the Altamont Knights look to work in transition, but it was Brooke Zachary who draws yet another charge for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Just under 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. To 10 is the Warrior lead. Zachary out to Barrett Cook. Now Brooke Zachary works his way downhill. Outlet pass. Jack Fouquet, corner three. Yes, sir. He got another one. Jack Fouquet now with a triple in each quarter. Horton looks in to push in transition. Leaves the floater short. Ripped down by Zachary. One on three, if not one on four. Poked away from behind. And are they going to get Brooke Zachary on a charge? They are. The ball was knocked away when he got to the free throw line. They called the continuation all the way down by the low block. But an offensive foul will give it back to the Knights, who trail 31-10 here inside Samford Gymnasium. Warriors try and set up a double team. Couldn't get it. Leads to a wide open right-handed layup by Jack Bohm. That's his first points here tonight. Now Altamont looks to set up a little bit of pressure. Captain Harris and Wyatt Watley able to break the press. Barrett Cook in the far corner, in the near corner rather, couldn't rattle in a three. And a nice rebound from Wyatt Sawyer. Under 60 seconds to play. Chapman Harris now gets a steal at half court. Works his way with the strong left hand. And he is now on the board with his first 2 points tonight. The Warrior lead out to 21, 33-12. Watley goes for the steal, couldn't get it. Bounce pass to Horton. As soccer kicked off the scorer's table by Chapman Harris with 42.7 to play here before the halftime break. the Lee Scott faithful enjoying what they're seeing here inside Sanford Gymnasium. It's Kirksey who's checked back into the game. A little wraparound bounce pass now down low to Aiden Owens. He couldn't get it to go. Ball knocked around. Zachary fights for the rebound with Jack Fouque. But the Warriors still able to get it. It's Chapman Harris at the top of the key. Now over to the right wing and Watley. 20 seconds to play. And the Warriors look to hold for the final shot. Barrett Cook will back things up. 13 seconds. Watley now gets to the left elbow. Works his way downhill. Spins his way back to the right. Harris catch and shoot three. Couldn't get it. And Owens the rebound with 3 seconds knocked out of bounds. They'll say that it's Warrior basketball. No, they'll say it's Knights basketball with 3.3. The Knights knock down a half-court jumper at the end of the first. They're going to try and do here again at the second. This time it's with Kirksey. Oh, and that one off the front of the rim. No speculation on that one. We knew that that one does not go in. And after 16 minutes of play, your Lee Scott Academy Warriors here at home for the final time in the 2025-2026 season lead it 33-12. And my goodness, a barrage of scoring. The three-point line of friends. Evenly distributed scoring from all 10 Warriors that make their way onto the floor. 33-12, we get you started with the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report on the other side of this two-minute break. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
33-12, your Lee Scott Academy Warriors out in front of the Knights of Altamont from Birmingham, Alabama, here at the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports. And the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. From the opening tip, it was the Lee Scott Academy Warriors that set the tone, set the edge, and goes right back to answer our very first key of the game here tonight. Get out and go, and for Lee Scott to dictate the tempo here tonight. They have done so, and it started out as a little bit slower, started out the tone and the tempo that Altamont wanted at the half court, but because of how fast Lee Scott plays on their end of the floor, and because they were able to find the bottom of the net with a lot of offensive success, it forces Altamont to play a little bit faster. You would expect that to be even quicker here in the next 16 minutes in the second half. You also were able to, again, get down and guard. This, again, you saw it. This team loves to run a couple of sets. It's not a lot, but you see one or two just about all game long, and a lot of this here tonight was motion offense, pin down screens, screen the screeners, a lot of off-ball movements that allows the Warriors to either be caught ball watching, or it allows them to not be set and allows the two scorers, which you've seen tonight, Grayson Horton and Alex Kirksey, to get downhill with the basketball in their hands. That being said, Horton did not score in that second quarter, and Kirksey only has three tonight. And so those two scorers do have eight, but it's only eight of the 12 here tonight in the first 16 minutes. And so you really like where you're at if you're Coach William Johnson. We'll talk about that here in just a few moments. Halftime stats tonight are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Looking for the Knights, it's Kirksey again that has three. Jack Bohm has two. Grayson Horton has five. And Aiden Owens has two in there as well. For the Lee Scott Warriors, going down the scoring table, Gray Haley has three. Hayden Harper, your leading scorer tonight through two quarters of play. He has 14, had eight in the first, six here in the second. Chapman Harris, Brooke Zachary, William Lyles, Parks Myers, and Barrett Cook, all with two, and Jack Fouquet has a three in each quarter. He has six here tonight. Again, evenly balanced, distributed scoring. Hayden Harper leading the way with 14 for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. 33-12 is your score through 16 minutes of play. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about what Coach William Johnson and the Lee Scott varsity boys need to do to follow suit with the varsity girls and play after them on Wednesday morning at the Acco Dome in Alabama State. 33-12 is your score at the halftime break. We're back in 2 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to DeZiki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union.
love our members. Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Is your score through 16 minutes of play. Both teams putting up their final warm-up shots before we get you underway in the second quarter. But as we wind down on the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, we remind you that the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. And as always, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. If you're the Lee Scott Academy Warriors, continue to abuse tempo. Again, I've loved what I've seen from this Lee Scott team defensively in the front court. Before this Altamont team even has a chance to set up in the half courts, whether it's one of those 55 full court traps, just a sure man-to-man defense, or even just pressuring the inbounds and then allowing a little bit of a release. Again, this is a very shallow bench for the Altamont Knights. Expect the Lee Scott Warriors, as they did a lot in that second quarter, to get out and run, continue to use the dictation of the tempo to your advantage here inside Sanford Gymnasium, which we are here for the final time in the 2025-2026 season. We will already continue our season on the varsity girls side of things, looking to do so with the varsity boys as well. Let's get you underway here in this second half.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
Altamont basketball to get things going here in the second half. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of tonight's action as Parks Myers almost gets a steal. He's now going to get called for a foul. Oh, man. Myers got the wraparound steal, and it almost looked as if it was number 23, Wyatt Sawyer, that was holding Myers from continuing to go after the basketball. Instead, they see too much contact with the hands of Parks Myers, and so a quick foul, only 4 seconds into this third quarter. Whether you're listening on Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app, we appreciate you for being here. Short corner jumper is well too strong. Ball knocked around into the hands of William Lyles. He now works his way downhill. Reverse layup, no good. He smacks the padding in frustration. And Kirksey now tries to push into the hands of Horton. Eurostep, left-handed layup through contact, no good. Nice rebounds by Hayden Harper. 33-14. Harper now looks to push. He works with his Euro step, and that one gets the friendly roll off the front of the rim. A tough bucket for number two in white. 35-12, approaching a minute to play, and a travel on the Knights. A jab step, drug the foot with him, didn't put the ball on the floor, so he gets called for steps. The Warrior lead is 23 here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Harper gets the inbound, now right back to Gray Haley. The Warriors have numbers if they want to use it with two guys on Hayden Harper. Instead, they'll reset, and they forget about Hayden on the reset. He misses the three, but William Lyles there to save it from going out of bounds. Parks Myers now gets to the free throw line. Wrap around pass to William Lyles. He couldn't get it to go, left it short. And the rebounds to the Knights, and now Horton looks to push, and the left-handed layup is good. The whistle comes from the far side of the floor after a couple of Warriors hit the floor, and it's Max Scheiber who works his way onto the floor with the mop. Gets a nice round of applause. Not quite a standing ovation, but a couple of high fives from the cheerleaders and student section as he makes his way back on to the Warrior bench. Gray Haley, the inbounder, gets it to Parks Myers, who was at half court. Warriors now have numbers. Myers fakes the pass to Cord Zellner, and two Altamont defenders buy it. Myers able to lay it up and in with the right hand, jumping off the wrong foot. A really athletic play. Now in transition, Altamont looks for the layup. Instead, it's intercepted by Parks Myers, and he will now slow things up as the Warriors don't have numbers. Now works his way inside down to the free throw line, but out to Hayden Harper, and he'll reset. Standing at the semicircle around half court. Haley. Now Zellner, now back to Hayden Harper. And now a foul on Wyatt Sawyer away from the ball. It was Gray Haley who tried to work his way onto the left block following getting the screen. You see it a couple times. What a nice set down screen allows an easy layup. This time the Knights weren't allowing it, but get pulled for the foul. We'll call it a pass from Parks Myers. Offensive rebound, kick out to Hayden Harper. His three-pointer no good. Ball tapped around and picked up outside the three-point line. Horton now the bounce pass into the far corner. Catch and shoot three from Carter on the right wing. Can't rattle it home. And Gray Haley will corral the rebound. Out to Lyles, now to Harper. Lowers his shoulder, couldn't rattle in the right-handed layup. And now you have a couple of these cherry-pick outlet passes for the Knights. So far, haven't been successful. The three-pointer is short from Kirksey, and Harper with the rebound. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. Harper slows himself down. Euro step up and under. Woo-hoo! Hayden Harper, the acrobatic finish, but lays it up and in. Harper now with 18 here tonight. He has 4 in the quarter. The lead is 25, and in transition, Wyatt Sawyer responds with the layup, lead right back down to 23. But the speed of this game in favor of the Warriors as Zellner has it. Outlet pass to Gray Haley. Wide open. Couldn't knock down the three. Wide open and left alone is what came out there. 39-16. The lead in favor of the Warriors. Kirksey got caught with nowhere to go. Tried to throw it up but couldn't get the right-handed layup to go from just outside the block. 4.5 to play. Harper. Outlet pass to Myers. Works his way to the short corner. Now to William Lyles. His catch and shoot triple is good. William Lyles now with 5 here tonight. 42-16 is your score. Kirksey gets the pass around half court. Nobody picks him up. A step in three. He knocks it down. Teams trading twos. Teams trading threes. William Lyles in transition. Catch and shoot. Same spot. Can't get the same result. And Gray Haley was unable to track it down before it got to the cheerleaders. It'll be Altamont basketball with 4:05 here in the third. Harper stays in. But there is that 4-in, 4-out substitution with Cook, Watley, Harris, and Zachary. How nice is it for Coach William Johnson that you can continue to pressure as Horton works his way down low. Another nice no-look pass. And number 13, Aiden Owens, is able to lay it in. Watley now gets double teams in the front court. Down low to Brooke Zachary. Outlet pass. Hayden Harper walk in three. Too strong off the back iron. A really good look but couldn't get it to go. Boom. Now looks to push. Zachary picks him up in the short corner. Almost stepped out of bounds. Boom now being pressured in the coffin corner. Bounce pass and a follow-away jumper from Horton is good. A 19-point lead. Watley now works his way into the short corner. Finger roll layup won't go. Offensive rebound. Cook. Offensive rebound. Zachary. Another offensive rebound. And Brooke Zachary able to muscle his way down low. Coach William Johnson will take a timeout, a 30-second variety. So we'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 44-23. Is the Warrior lead here inside Samford Gymnasium. And how nice is it because of the lead that you built up in the first half. You can go bucket for bucket on a couple of those runs that Ultimate tries to put on you. Three-pointer, a couple of layups. And after all of that, only 2 points have been gained in this quarter. Following the start of the run by the Altamont Knights, it's 44-23. 21-point lead for the Warriors here at home. Jack Fouquet set to sub in for the Lee Scott Warriors. I would imagine they're asking for them to do so following the play gets resumed. Hayden Harper now steals the inbounds pass, throws it off of Jack Boehm. And Hayden Harper knew that it was his sub, so he'll stay in the right spot and take a seat. Warrior basketball now. Watley to inbound. gets it to Chapman Harris. Back to Watley, now to Zachary. In the teeth of that 2-3 defense that the Knights went right back to, layup won't go. Barrett Cook there, and he's able to roll it in. Barrett Cook now 4 points. And the lead back to 23. Closely guarding the ball is Chapman Harris. Now Wyatt Watley comes in, works his way, and they're going to call a foul. They're going to get that on Wyatt Watley. Watley came in and went for the strip from behind, but I have already been 7 or 8 seconds taken off the clock. May have been a little unnecessary. Watley tried to then sell the offensive foul, wasn't able to get it. Horton triple teams as soon as he crosses half court. Could have been a travel. Instead, able to get it down low to number 4, Will Sawyer, who's able to make a bounce pass to Aiden Owens. And his third bucket tonight, he's up to 6. Harris and Watley bring the ball up the floor, as does Brooke Zachary. Watley, kick to the far corner, catch and shoot. Cookie, he knocks it down. Barrett Cook back-to-back buckets. He has 5 here in the third. And a tough physical foul, trying to go for the reach in, trying to go for the strip. They're going to get Barrett Cook on the far side of the 3-point line. That's the third team foul for Lee Scott Academy. Bodies fell on the floor, but just a common foul. Jack Boehm able to get off under his own power. He'll stay in the game for the Knights of Altamont. Brooke Zachary gets a steal into the hands of Fouque. Now Watley, outlet to Chapman Harris. 1-on-3, spins his way through the teeth. And Chapman Harris loses it, able to get it back, and lays it in with the left hand from the right side. 51-25 is the Lee Scott Warrior lead here at home. Boehm now has it, able to split the double team. And it's Aiden Owens working underneath the paint. Goes up strong. Brooke Zachary, or Barrett Cook rather, tried to meet him there, but got a little bit of his forearm. So Owens will head to the line to shoot a couple. The first free throw from Owens is good. Aiden Owens has had a nice third quarter. He had 2 at halftime. He has 5 here in the third. The scoring has opened up a little bit more for the Knights here in the third quarter as well. They had 12 points at halftime, 14 points here in the first 6.5 minutes of the third. Second free throw, no good. Into the hands of Brooke Zachary, who's able to make the basket catch. Watley. Now Zachary goes behind the back. Now to Watley, bounce pass, splits the double team. Chapman Harris in the short corner, bounce pass. Brooke Zachary couldn't catch it cleanly, couldn't get the layup to go. Ball tapped around Wyatt Watley, left-handed layup is no good. And the ball now in the hands of number 15, Jack Boehm. Almost has it poked from behind, could have been a carry. Pass down low to Owens, and he lays it in. Aiden Owens now with 7 here in the third quarter. The lead is still 23 for the Lee Scott Warriors. Chapman Harris, a little jab step, works his way into the paint. No look pass, Fouque. One more, Hollywood Watley, left wing 3. Couldn't get it to go. Barrett Cook muscles his way into the paint, fights for the offensive rebound, and he'll be rewarded with 2 free throws. Nice work from Cookie here in the third. 51.6. First free throw was good. Second free throw is able to roll in. Barrett Cook now with 7 here in the third quarter. The lead back to 25, 53-28, 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Watley and Harris blitz the double team, able to get it to Kirksey, right back to Horton. He now works his way inside the paint and then right back out of it. Kirksey, catch and shoot, 3 on the left wing is nothing but net. Kirksey now with 6 points in the quarter. Wyatt Watley and Chapman Harris will set things up for what we hope is the final shot of the third quarter. Instead, nobody picks up Chapman Harris, and Wyatt Watley shows off the vision. Harris now with six in the contest. 5 seconds. Horton works his way down low. Bounce pass to Wyatt. Sawyer is good. Barrett Cook from three-quarter courts. They say that it won't go. It was off the back iron. They'll say he didn't get it off in time. And after three quarters of play, your Lee Scott Academy Warriors comfortably out in front. They lead at 55-33. We're back with the start of the fourth quarter right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5. And this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
It's Warrior basketball to get the fourth quarter started. Inbounds goes to William Lyles. They're trying to pass it down low to Parks Myers, but it goes in and out of his hands. A turnover on the first possession here in this fourth quarter. 55-33 is the Warrior lead after three quarters of play. And you feel like it's glory time now for the Lee Scott Academy seniors playing their final game here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Horton works his way down low, is unable to throw it up and in, gets blocked by the rim. Harper with the rebounds. Kirksey then comes from behind like Jose Alvarado, gets the steal layup, or the three-pointer rather, is no good. Horton gets the offensive rebound, then has it blocked, but able to get it right back. And lay it in. Kirksey is slow to get up following the three-point attempt. He'll work his way to the bench. Gray Carter will sub in. 55-35, 30 seconds into this fourth and final period. Haley will inbound it to Harper. He then throws it out to William Lyles. Three on two if they want to use it. William Lyles works his way, tucks his head through contact. Layup won't go. Myers is there. Kick out to Hayden Harper. And Harper able to save it from a backcourt violation. Coach William Johnson throws his hands up and tells him to slow down. And we'll run a set here on this end of the floor. Harper down low to Haley. His layup is no good. But a shooting foul will send the senior to the line for two. First free throw from Gray Haley off the front of the rim and the backboard before it finds its home. Gray Haley has four here tonight. Second free throw, he can't get it to rattle home. Will Lyles can't get the tip in. It's Horton with the rebound. Kick out to Gray Carter in transition. The three ball is airballed. And Hayden Harper able to gather it. Now to Parks Myers on the left wing. Gray Haley in the short corner works his way downhill. And, oh, the referee didn't know which one to call. She calls the blocking foul but gave the skip of a charge. So Gray Haley will head to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. Faked out the broadcaster in there as well again. She gave the skip as if she was about to punch it home and point it the other way, but hesitated and then went for the blocking foul. Gray Haley will happily take it as he converts on the three-point play. 59-35, a minute and 10 gone by here in this fourth period. Parks Myers almost gets the steal. Ball still tapped around under the Warrior basketball. Now into the hands of Parks Myers, and he's able to call a timeout. The Warrior bench erupts to come and meet Parks Myers underneath their basketball, a full time, or under their basket rather, a full timeout. We will take one with them, have a station identification in there as well. 59-35, 6:40 to play before the Lee Scott Academy Warriors can prepare for their Sweet 16 matchup in the Acadome at Alabama State. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUE HD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika Country, Tiger Country 104.5.
59-35, the Lee Scott Warriors have the lead, and the basketball inbounds goes to Hayden Harper. Catch and shoot three, couldn't rattle it home. Ball knocked around into the hands of William Lyles. His right-handed layup through contact sits on the rim. But he gets it to go down. William Lyles now has seven here tonight. Pass to Owens, has it knocked away. Gets it back to, again, our unnamed number three. But leaves the jumper short. Hayden Harper now works his way, spins his way into the middle of the paint, and he'll get called for steps. Lost his balance on the spin and tried to get it out to a Warrior beyond the three-point line, but the referee didn't buy it. Altamont basketball with 6:10 to play. They're able to break the press. Left-handed layup from Sawyer is no good. Nice defense by Cord Zellner. William Lyles now works his way downhill. Ran his way into the short corner. I don't know how he had the angle to get it to go off the glass, but he did. Lyles now with 7 of his 9 here in the third quarter. Hayden Harper almost gets a steal. Instead, it goes off the foot of a Knight. So not quite a steal, but a turnover nonetheless. Lee Scott basketball with 5:46 to play here in the contest. 63-35. Alex Kirksey, who came out limping a moment ago, able to work his way back into the game. Parks Myers out to Gray Haley, who thought about the three, but instead we'll get it to William Lyles. He'll catch and shoot without any hesitation. And 7 straight for William Lyles here in this fourth quarter. The lead is 31 for Lee Scott Academy. The finger roll layup is airballed. Hayden Harper able to grab the rebounds and outlet to it to William Lyles, who had his left-handed layup blocked. Lyles is saying that there was contact around the head area. And they're going to say, wow, double down. They're going to say it's Altamont basketball as well. A 5-in, 5-out sub. The same four as usual. Fouque usually takes the spot of Hayden Harper around the 3-minute mark. But instead, they'll go ahead and do a full soccer sub with 4.5 to play. Behind the back dribble comes to a jump stop, does Horton. The 15-foot jumper is too strong. Chapman Harris skies for the rebounds. Now to Barrett Cook at half court. Now to Brooke Zachary. Warriors have to get across half court, and they're just able to. No look pass to Wyatt Whatley. His catch and shoot three is off the back iron. Zachary the rebound. One more out to Whatley. One more dribble, one extra dribble, and he's able to lay it up and in with the right hand. A nice move, nice patience from Hollywood. And the lead out to 33 for Lee Scott Academy. As we near 4 minutes to play in the contest, Sawyer has it. Got away with a double dribble. Out to Kirksey, pump fake. And a sidestep three is no good. Fouquet with the weak side rebound. Wyatt Watley now works his way downhill. He'll now slow things up, try to get it to Jack Fouquet. But he'll turn it over with 3:54 here in the fourth. Two team fouls for the Knights, none for the Warriors here in this fourth quarter. Not that free throws are going to play a big factor in these final 3.5 minutes. Nice ball movement by the Altamont Knights, and Kirksey able to rattle in a three. Kirksey now in double figures. He has 13 here tonight. I guess he was in double figures beforehand. Chapman Harris works his way down low, went for the Euro step, got it stripped out to Kirksey. He'll try it again from the same spot. This time wasn't able to get it to go. And the ball will not be touched before it goes out of bounds. Burke Zachary did a nice job boxing out. And so it will be Warrior basketball. With 2:50 and counting here in the contest. Watley now to Harris. Now right back to Watley to bring the ball across half court. Barrett Cook with the far corner three. He knocks down another one. You're fine with burning clock, but my goodness, you have a three that open for one of the best three-point shooters on the team. Barrett Cook has 12, 10 of those coming in the second half. Kick out for the Knights. Carter thought about the three, didn't take it. Now down low, and Owens loses it on the way up. And it's Sawyer who was able to get it right back and lays it up with the left hand. 71-40, 2 minutes to play here in this fourth quarter. Ball across half court. Coach William Johnson will call a timeout. A 30-second timeout and a nice ovation for the Lee Scott Warriors as a full sub will come on the floor for Lee Scott Academy. The sub for Lee Scott Academy, it's Mayor Whittington, Neil Reams, Clayton Burns, Wash Johnson, and Max Shiver. Burns has it stripped as he tried to turn the corner. Out to Horton. The right elbow jumper. No good. And Reams with the rebound. Under 2 minutes to play. 71-40 is your score. Wash Johnson races his way along the far sideline. He then has it stripped. Court Zellner trying to distract a little bit on the bench. Horton has it kick out. So Will Sawyer, who can't rattle in the 20-foot jumper. Burns now asking for a little bit of help. It's with Reams as he crosses half court. Out to Mayor Whittington, who gets dragged from behind, and they're now going to call a foul on Mayor. Jackson Walker will check in for Clayton Burns. And with the 30-point advantage, the clock continuing to run. 60 seconds to play here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Inbounds. Goes to Horton. He tries to muscle his way inside. Layup no good. Ball knocked around. Rebound with Max Shiver. Bounce pass to Watch Johnson into the short corner. Kick out. Jackson Walker for three. Well too strong. And Gray Carter with the rebound. Now to Aiden Owens, who's able to work his way inside. Layup is no good. And Walker with the rebound. 30 seconds to play. Down low, Max Shiver, pump fake. And the layup is blocked out of bounds. With 20 seconds to play and counting. Get Max a bucket. Inbounds goes to Reams. Now to Walker, thought about the three, got away with a travel. Down low, Matthew Whittington works his way, gets it off the glass, couldn't get it to go into the hands of the Altamont Knights. And that is how this contest will come to a close. The Lee Scott varsity boys advance to the Sweet 16. And the seniors come out on top here in their final game inside Samford Gymnasium. Your final score, 71-40 in favor of the Lee Scott Warriors here in the sub-regional round, round one, if you will, of the 3A AHSAA state playoffs. The boys follow suit with the Lee Scott varsity girls, and both will play on Wednesday morning. We will tell you all about that here in just a little bit, but a round of applause for all of the Lee Scott Warriors seniors making their way off the floor for the final time in Samford Gymnasium. 71-40, your final score. We'll be back to talk about it right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Viori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
We've said it all season long. Why not say it one more time? All smiles here inside Samford Gymnasium for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors as they win it 71-40. Knights of Altamont from Birmingham. And with that win, the Lee Scott varsity boys follow suit with the varsity girls, and both will play in the Sweet 16 in the Acadome at Alabama State. Christian Griffin here with you, wrapping up the broadcast here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And man, we appreciate everybody for being here with us, spending your Saturday evening here with us, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or that Radio Alabama app. You look at these final stats for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Working our way down the lineup sheet, Gray Haley finishes with 7, Hayden Harper with 18, Chapman Harris with 6, Brooke Zachary with 4, Wyatt Whatley with 2, William Lyles with 12, Parks Myers with 4, Jack Fouque with 6, and Barrett Cook finishes with 12 in there as well. 71-40 is the final score here inside Samford Gymnasium, and a little bit of a bittersweet moment. You got to celebrate senior night, senior day here a couple of weeks ago inside Samford Gymnasium, but when you keep on winning, you keep on playing here at home, to where the Lee Scott Warriors still had a pretty good idea that although you were celebrating your quote-unquote final regular season game here at Samford Gymnasium, you knew you still had a couple more, but tonight you now get to officially celebrate your final nights here inside Samford Gymnasium with a big thank you to, again, all of the seniors for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors, 10 of them on the squad. You also have Davis McIsaac in there as well, and Mr. Myers over on the bench for the Lee Scott Varsity Boys in there as well. 71-40 is your final score, and what we believe, and this is not completely confirmed, and so take this with a grain of salt, maybe a little bit more than that, since it has been talked about by a couple of the coaches, but what we believe is that the Lee Scott Warrior Varsity Girls will play at 9:30 at 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning at Alabama State in the 3A AHSAA Sweet 16 matchup. And we have been told most likely that is going to be St. James. For the Lee Scott Varsity Boys, they are set to play right after at 10:30 at the same place, the same Acadome, where they will most likely take on Montgomery Academy. And so, again, you get out of school, why not show up, continue to party, take Samford Gymnasium to the Acadome and continue to make a little bit of noise. We'll be there here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and that is when our next broadcast will be. Again, what we have been told is 9 and 10:30. If that's the case, there we go. We just got complete confirmation. So it will be 9 and 10:30. The Lee Scott Varsity Boys, Varsity Girls, rather, will go first at 9. The Varsity Boys will be right there to follow, set at 10:30. And so bring the whole crew. Bring everybody you know to the Acadome at Alabama State in Montgomery. Bring Samford Gymnasium to the Acadome from Lee Scott Academy. So that is when our next broadcast will be, next Wednesday, as the Lee Scott Varsity Girls take on St. James. Our airtime will be bright and early. BYOC, bring your own coffee to the Lee Scott Sports Network. We'll go live right around 8:45 right here on your home for classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. We'd like to thank you once again for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For everybody at Auburn Network, everybody here at Lee Scott Academy, and for all the seniors, this one's for you. They win it 71-40 through the Varsity Boys over the Altamont Knights to move on to play Wednesday morning. And until the Sweet 16, until Wednesday morning, have a great night, have a great rest of your weekend, and be ready to party come early Wednesday morning. We'll talk to you then. Have a great night, and go Warriors.